I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Federal aviation investigators say a pilot told air traffic controllers that fuel pumps aboard the plane were failing before it plunged to the ground and caught fire near Tuscaloosa, killing six people from Mississippi. A preliminary report on the crash released this morning by the National Transportation Safety Board says the pilot reported one fuel pump failure. After that, when he was a few miles from Tuscaloosa's airport, it was reported that the plane lost the other fuel pump. The twin-engine Piper struck trees near the Tuscaloosa suburb of Northport as it attempted to land at the nearby airport August 14th. Authorities say the six people killed were flying to Oxford, Mississippi, where they were from, before trying to land in Alabama because of the emergency. The NTSB is continuing to investigate. An event this afternoon is giving a few Tuscaloosa citizens the chance to learn what life is like for people living in poverty. Alabama Possible and the United Way of West Alabama have teamed up to host a poverty simulation. Participants will be assigned to a family and go through four simulated weeks at an income at the poverty line or below it. The families will face real-life problems encountered by those living with disabilities or getting by on Social Security or welfare. Christina Scott is the executive director of Alabama Possible. She says going through the simulation can change the way people think about poverty.
That's a real opportunity for participants to take a step back and the next time before they say, well, why don't people just get a job? Or, you know, what's wrong with these parents? They're not spending any time with their kids. That they'll be able to call back to that experience.
The simulation ends at 5 this afternoon at the Maccabi Activity Center in Tuscaloosa. And the Women's Business Center of North Alabama is hosting a workshop for small business owners hoping to apply for government contracts. The Challenge Her event will take place in Huntsville as one of 15 nationally. The event is geared toward female business owners, but men can join in. The seminar is a partnership with various organizations, including Women Impacting Public Policy and the U.S. Small Business Administration. Lynn Stewart is the Director of Programs and Education for Women Impacting Public Policy. She says Huntsville was chosen as a location for a variety of reasons.
It's a great buying center. There's a lot of buying that takes place in the area. We also had a very willing partner, the Women's Business Center. These things only happen with local participation, and the Women's Business Center just stepped right up and said, here, come to Huntsville.
The workshop will take place at the Redstone Federal Credit Union in Huntsville. I'm Mackenzie Bates, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.